Parliament has approved an additional 8.1 trillion shillings in supplementary expenditure for the 2025-2026 financial year. The expenditure was approved after a heated debate in the House. Opposition MPs had warned of what they described as runaway fiscal indiscipline and the growing reliance on borrowing to fund government operations. Shadow Finance Minister Ibrahim Somajunganda condemned what he described as an attempt to make supplementary budgets the new normal, arguing that long-standing expenditures and repeated allocations cannot be treated as emergencies.
Financing these supplementary costs through borrowing will automatically raise the public debt. Remember, we are already borrowing 32 trillion to finance the approved budget. We are now set to return to commercial banks to borrow for all sorts of things. Parliament must examine all documents that accompany the budget to ensure that there is no deviation. These include the Charter of Fiscal Responsibility, the borrowing plan, and other related documents. Honourable Speaker and colleagues, Parliament is being asked to approve more than is now 8 trillion in supplementary funding. If this continues, we will soon reach a point where the annual budget is treated as a ceremonial event, where the real spending happens through supplementary schedules.
Leader of Opposition Joel Senyanyi questioned whether Parliament had met the one-third quorum required under Rule 25, noting that many MPs were away on campaign duties. He warned that decisions taken without a proper quorum could face legal challenges.
Rule 25 of our Rules of Procedure provides that for us to take a vote on any matter, we have got to have a third of all the voting members present to vote. Of the 529, that should be 177. I do not see those members. I want to confess that even my side, colleagues are not present. They are out there campaigning. I hope the online people are going to vote and we shall know. That helps also so that we don't get challenged. Sometimes Parliament has been dragged to court over procedural issues, especially because some of these things are contentious. It's got to do with huge procurements, our electoral process. Let's cross every T and dot every I.